You're listening to AvWeb's audio coverage of AirVenture 2018, AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.
Hi, everyone. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2018. I'm here with Richard Hogan, president and founder of Commutercraft. Richard, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kate.
So tell me a little bit about the Commutercraft.
The Commutercraft is a two-place, all-composite aircraft. It's primarily carbon fiber construction. It is really a good cross-country platform. That was our intention, and it is experimental. So the owners of these aircraft build them themselves, but they don't build them in their homes. They build them in the factory. But this is basically a two-place, three-surface aircraft, which is a little unique in that we have the stall spin resistance of a traditional canard, but have the authority to land at much lower speeds.
So what are some of the options available for this aircraft?
The aircraft has a lot of safety features that are actually optional. We do have a ballistic chute option. We have airbag seat belts. But in addition to that, we have a folding wing option that allows you to fold the wings and trailer at home or put multiple aircrafts in a hangar. So and once the wings are folded, it's less than 8 feet wide. It is a complete push-button operation. So not only do the wings fold, but they have locking pins, and you get green lights, much like you do in a retractable gear aircraft where you're seeing when you have that. The last real option that comes to mind is air conditioning. So we, being from the South, feel like that's pretty important.
I know you mentioned the BRS parachute. What other safety features do you have worked into this airplane?
Well, the most important single safety feature in this aircraft is that we try to make sure it's safe to fly to start with. So it has stall spin resistant characteristics of a traditional canard, and that is one of the most challenging things as far as some problem that people can get into in flight. But in addition to that, my concern is that many of the traditional canards have pretty high landing speeds, and I want this to be a product that new time pilots can have. So by adding a third surface of traditional tail, we were able to change the aerodynamics on the aircraft to give it very good low speed handling characteristics. So we start with a very well-mannered airplane in the air. We think that's an important thing. We have low speed handling characteristics. Just the sheer physics of that makes it safer. And then the all-carbon carbon fiber space frame gives you essentially the same kind of construction you would find in a race car to help protect the passengers.
What kind of performance numbers are you looking at with the Commutercraft?
Well, this was a very important part of this to me as I was designing the aircraft. I have a lot of friends that have wonderful airplanes and a lot of RV aircraft. So we felt like it was important to be able to fly with our friends. And so our target was a 200-mile-an-hour aircraft. We basically exceeded that on the 180-horsepower engine. Now we're anticipating maybe even as high as a 200-mile-an-hour cruise with the 200-horsepower engine and constant speed prop. The useful load is probably a big part of the question about what our performance is, because it's 850 pounds, and for a two-place aircraft, that's pretty significant. It allows us to have a 50-gallon tank and give us up to about a 900-mile range. It doesn't have a traditional stall speed. We call it minimum flight speed, and that is between about 48 miles an hour and 52 miles an hour, depending on the loading of the aircraft. You can actually fly it lower than that with under power, but that's not the fun part.
So you mentioned the Builder Assist Program. How does that work?
Basically, when someone decides to build a Commutercraft Innovator, we go through what type of flying that they do. In traditional home-built aircraft, you have a base kit price, and then you have many, many options and decisions to make. But we've found that that basically breaks down to three primary groups, so we've created packages to help with that decision process. But you still have a lot of decisions to make. So we help you to make the decisions how to personalize this aircraft. You're building your dream here, and we want to make sure that people really build it the way they want to. Once those decisions are made, then we're able to plan the build process for the client. We schedule it in advance. They come in and spend about 3 weeks building the airframe. And essentially, FAA has a checklist program that they can validate that they have built their percentage of the aircraft. Once that's done, then we complete the aircraft for them. We install the engine, the instruments. We then install the interior and do the paint job and get it completely ready. You come back, we go through the inspections with the FAA with you, and then help you with the initial flight test. As an experimental aircraft, your normal rejection is to enter phase one flight test. We have our pilots do the first 4 hours of flight test for you and help you transition.
So when are you going to start getting people in to build these things?
Our first builders are actually coming in now and starting on some of the setting up for their fixtures. We call them the alpha builders. The first five aircraft are people that I've known for a long time that have built multiple aircraft. They're going through and giving us feedback to make sure that we've done a good job of planning our building processes and information so that it's very clear. Once those aircraft are built, we expect to start a beta phase with more of a general cross-section of builders, and that will happen basically at the first of 2019, and then we'll be into general production by the middle of next year.
What's the price range on these?
The aircraft is built in the factory. You build your 51%, and then we make the completion. So this is a very turnkey aircraft. It's your total cost to build. The starting price for a well-equipped composite aircraft is about $150,000, and even a full-blown IFR package with constant speed prop and all the whistles and bells, that's about $210,000.
How many have you sold so far?
We've sold 54 aircraft so far. We'll see how many we have by the end of the day.
Where can people go to learn more about the Innovator?
People can find us on commutercraft.com or give us a call. We're in Cartersville, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, and we welcome having visitors, and we give quite a few factory tours, so we're always happy to have visitors.
Richard, thanks for taking the time to talk today.
Thank you very much, Kate.
This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.